The Scorpion Queen by Mina Fears, read by Sandra Ogboyejo. Imperial Mali, 1359. 1. A girl of my age was to be like the dawn, blooming and bright. At 16, I was supposed to be at a beginning, looking with hopeful impatience toward my future. Marriage and motherhood and the warmth of a home. But not me. Ruined, my parents told me again and again. So young and your life is already over. When my father and mother said I was ruined, I knew that what they really meant was polluted or poisoned. I was a disappointment through and through. A sickly animal that must be cast out for the sake of the herd. A dead branch to be pruned. In their desperation to be rid of me, they sent me away to work in the emperor's court. And my very first day in the palace was an execution day. I couldn't help but see it as a bad omen, further proof of my parents' conviction that I was a blight who would always sour her surroundings. That day I was busy, with many tasks to distract myself from my dark thoughts. I had spent the morning in the palace with the other servants, preparing the emperor's daughter, Mariama Kita, for the day's events, by plaiting her hair into a dozen waist-length braids, darkening her lips with red ochre, and tracing her eyelids with kohl. Upon the princess's cheeks and forehead, we dabbed small quantities of date oil. "For the improvement of her highness's skin," explained Penda, another chambermaid. Then we dressed her in a wrapper of indigo brocade and fastened a series of carnelian bracelets around her wrists. "You are going to be different here," I reminded myself as we worked. "Braver, bolder. The sort of person willing to bend the rules to get what she wants." All my life, I had obediently done whatever my parents asked of me, hoping to one day make them proud. For all my 16 years, I have been timid and compliant and eager to please. But that had never earned me my parents' love. I was never their favored daughter. That privilege had always belonged to my older sister, Hattie. I couldn't deny the prickles of envy that accompanied growing up alongside a sibling who moved so easily through life. Her good looks and quick wits never failing to make our parents shine with pride. Although Hattie was more outspoken and less obedient than a daughter should be, her natural charm endeared her to them far more than my obedience ever had. But hidden beneath the surface of my sister's charm was a duplicitous streak, a talent for deceit. She could lie better than anyone I knew. And it was one of her falsehoods that had been my undoing, that had plucked me from the comfort of our parents' house. In my old life, I'd had a maid of my own to dress me and bathe me. Now, I tried my best not to think of it as a degradation and to ignore the flashes of humiliation that passed through me as I worked. Just last month, I was Aminata Akit, the youngest daughter of one of the most successful salt merchants in the empire. I had been poised to marry into nobility, to a boy I loved. But that was all over now, and every task I performed that morning felt like a punishment. A servant girl should always maintain a pleasant expression for the benefit of her employer, but I felt myself scowling with indignation instead. Luckily, Princess Mariama was far too distraught to take notice. Slow, silent tears slid down her face as we draped her wrapper and pinned up her braids with gold and ivory hair ornaments, revealing the slender curve of her neck. Penda held the princess's hand in comfort until she ceased her weeping. When the princess crossed over to the windows to watch the crowd of spectators gathering in the market below, Jenaba, the third chambermaid, rolled her eyes. "Ugh. After 98 executions, it's a wonder that she still weeps at all," she whispered, her neat dark braids catching a golden triangle of late morning sunlight. Even with her permanent smirk, Jenaba was a